at a cottage door one winter's night as the snow lay on the ground. Stood a youthful Irish soldier boy, to the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him saying, "You'll win, my boy, don't fear." With loving arms around his waist, she tied his bandolier. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I hope your heart won't pain. But pray to God that you shall see your soldier boy again. And when I'm out in the firing line, it will be a source of joy, for to know that you're remembering still your Irish soldier boy. And when the fighting it was o'er and the flag of truce was raised, the leaders ordered fire to cease, all Ireland stood amazed. His comrades came to the cottage door with a note from her pride and joy. With an aching heart she cried, "God be good to her Irish soldier boy. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. From wounds received in action, trying to free my native land. I hope we'll meet in heaven above, in that land beyond the sky, where you'll always be in company with your Irish soldier boy."
God save Ireland, said they all.
a great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, with their heads uncovered, they knelt to the ground. For inside that grim prison lay a true Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland, and the firing party he bravely did face. When the order rang out, "Present arms, fire," James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag they hoisted, and gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning, when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. Many years have gone by since the Irish Rebellion, when the guns of Britannia they loudly did speak. But the bald IRA stood shoulder to shoulder, as the blood from their bodies flowed down Sackville Street. The four courts of Dublin, the British bombarded, and the spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all that din came the cry, "No surrender." 'Twas the voice of Jim Connolly, the Irish rebel.
I'll be the man to lead the band beneath the flag of green. And loud and high, we'll raise the cry, revenge for slavery.
The east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland. 62. On to Rensselaer now we go, Dublin, Longford and Wicklow, through to Carroll, out to Kenny and Kildare. To a speed through Meathen Leaks, full of nature beauty seeks, all while Offaly and Wexford do the share. So here's to old Ireland undivided, to all young Irish men and through. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. The treaty stone, hasn't Ireland's history shown, the noble Kerry sent O'Connell on to Clare. Brilliant Maher of the sword, foresaw life in Waterford, the rebel Cork and Tipperary do and dare. So here's to full Ireland undivided, to all your Irish men and through. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. Connaught province has but five, the west awake and much alive. Sligo, Galway and Roscommon, forth the foe. Leitrim, proud of Shannon's fame, summon up I'll proudly name. Ah, the grand and lovely county of Mayo. So here's to old Ireland undivided, to all young Irishmen and through. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. So here's to old Ireland undivided, to all young Irishmen and through. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32.